allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Public commentary for agenda items and prior meeting minutes. If there's none, I'll ask for a motion approval.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion second, all those in favor saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Should we have the treasury report read today, or you haven't had it read?
I read mine.
Did you? Okay. Okay, and we have the treasury report. Does the board have any discussion or comments on it? It'll be received as on our paper. Move on to correspondence. Oh, the treasury, we did the treasury correspondence, none. Okay, move on to old business and see the email from Doug Hill and Adam Paul concerning the flood project information and site visit. I don't know when are they planning on a site visit.
So it says July 7th, if you said you tentatively scheduled it with everything going on.
Well, July 7th, we ought to be ready for them. We'll just send a letter back down that we agree for July the 7th. There's nothing else. We'll move on to new business. The first thing is a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
I got a motion and second. All those say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Discussion of motion to select one of the two letters of interest for the zoning hearing board opening. I'm going to ask for Mr. Bluch. He attends a lot of our meetings. I mean, he's here.
Yeah, the only thing, you know, the only thing I don't like about it is he has an agenda. And, you know, he wants what he wants. And
well, he has nothing to say on there.
Well, I'm going to make a motion for Mr. Patrick McCahey Jr. I think, and it's already been discussed, there's no conflict interest with him being part of these. I think he's a good
guy. I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second on that. I'm going to ask for a roll call. Brian Schrader.
Yes.
Mark Bucci.
Yes.
Danny Godoy.
Yep.
Danny Simp.
Yeah.
Danny Richards. No. So with that, the motion's in favor for, what's her name?
Patrick McCahey.
Patrick.
Junior.
Okay, with a motion, all those in favor, state saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, a motion to approve the insurance renewal for May 15th, 2020 to May 15th, 2021 for McGowan's for regular and antitrust for workman's comp to FWF.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I got a motion and second. All those in favor saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Motion to advertise for the township engineer for 5-year period. It says see the attached minutes from 2015. And an email from Mr. Bauer.
I'll make a motion.
For who?
Well, for us to advertise.
We have to advertise
okay.
Them.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll make a second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And no public comment period?
I have some new business, though. I just, before I said, first so everybody knows, that all of our sewage records that came from Deborah are all up at Cambria County Building Codes now. So if we have any questions about that stuff, you can send it right to them. Oh, the loader's being delivered tomorrow.
We told him to put it on hold.
You can't put it on hold.
What do you mean you can't?
I mean, you could hold. I mean, if he'd hold it up at his place, it was delivered to his shop. They want to deliver it to here. So, and they have a truck coming tomorrow. They're delivering two. They're delivering one somewhere else, and they're going to deliver ours.
Are they taking the old one?
Yeah, they're going to take the old one with them.
Yeah, somebody figure out how you're going to pay them.
Well, when we discussed this before and we decided to buy, we had a payment figured out as to where we get our money. And again, what do we...
We had 78. We're taking 78,000 from state liquid fuels, 30 from the general, which we allocated in the budget, and then 20,000 from the MMA.
From the savings.
All I'm going to say is, anybody looking at their financial report, mm-hmm. our earned income is $2,000. From our windmills is down to $75,000. I mean, I don't know. We're going to keep coming up with all this money.
Our windmills come in.
Yeah, we just $75,000. We just got two EIT payments. And we just did get another wind thing in the
This hasn't caught up to us yet.
Oh, it's not going to in the fall.
It's caught up to you already.
When it hits, it's going to hit us hard.
We're showing you on your earned income.
Yeah, yeah.
$2,000, and the last two.
Yeah.
That's $4,000.
Yeah.
We're paying out more for these guys to work than we're taking in. Yeah, that's up to the board.
You know how my vote was for the loader.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? We passed it at a meeting. We signed a contract.
Who signed the contract?
I did. I signed the contract after the meeting when it passed to purchase it. So you have to sign.
We're bound to purchase it.
Okay, so
I'm not against that. Yeah. But we asked him to put it on hold. I mean,
putting it on hold doesn't mean we don't have to pay.
We're on a contract, Bill. You're telling me, even if he took us to court right now, with this chronic vice disease, there's no money, nowhere, a dead wind?
Yes.
How?
A contract's a contract.
Yeah, but you got to prove that you can pay it.
Not really. No, if you sign a contract to pay money, you have to pay the money within the time, and the courts will uphold that.
I thought we had 1 year.
Have you been in any discussion with him to defer payments?
He's not going to defer.
With this situation going on right now?
Well, no, I haven't. Because he just called me Friday afternoon to tell me that it's coming Tuesday. And it'll be delivered here. Because they have their delivery truck coming to do their deliveries. So, as far as deferring a payment, I mean, it's something we can talk to him about. I mean, I don't know how far we'll get with it, you know, but I mean, I'm willing to call him and talk to him about...
What is deferring payment going to do either way?
Well, he's going to then offer you a lease.
Right, and that's...
If you ask to defer the payment, he's going to offer you a 5-year lease.
And that's what we did on the last one.
Yeah.
And that's what we did on some other stuff. We leased it. And at the end of the lease, you pay it out, you know.
But it carries an interest. It carries...
Right. Probably more than if we'd borrow the money.
Yeah, because there's some additional risks for them in the lease that mm-hmm. they have to cover.
Well, whatever it is, it is.
Well, but it's an important question. Does the board want to try to turn this into a lease?
I mean, I don't really want to turn it into a lease.
Okay.
I mean, that's up to them.
And we've done that before. You remember, we've done that before. We've leased. And your lease is usually a 5-year lease.
Yeah.
And it usually costs you about, you know, $25,000 a year. I think the last thing we leased, it was $33,000 a year. The last time we leased. And I don't know I can't remember what we bought.
Well, you feel about $33,000 a year, or do you feel like we should just buy it all at once?
We'd have to figure it out.
Price is to buy it outright. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. cheapest price to buy it outright, of course. I mean, we could get him to work a lease up and see what it's going to cost us.
And if you ask him to cut the price, he's going to come back at you with a lease, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not asking him to cut the price.
Well, cut the price, delay the price.
That's $2,750 a month. That's if you're... That's at $33,000 a year, if that's what you're paying.
And I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was $33,000 a year. I don't know what it was last time. And it might have been on the other loader, and it might have been a shorter lease. It might have been a 3-year.
The backhoe.
Backhoe? I can't remember. Maybe it was the backhoe.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be, it's there. I mean, it's a motion to purchase it. Whether you just want to put it on a lease and pay at the end of the year, every year, $33,000, or pay $160,000 or $20,000 right now.
$128,000. Yeah. I mean, we budgeted and I know what you're saying about it. I've been watching the earned income coming in. The real estate and stuff like that.
Real estate, you're not going to have a problem. They're going to pay their property.
Well, on their income tax so far, remember, the federal government delayed all the taxes. So I usually would have my taxes paid by now. I'm sitting and saying, I'm going to wait until the end of April. I'm going to wait until the end of April before I pay them. But that includes my township earned income tax where I live.
I didn't know they said
what, everything's... Everything's postponed till
July 15th. Well, I don't know that the township, the local EIT is postponed. I don't think it is. But it's being postponed by me because it's a minor one compared to the bigger one, much bigger one.
That's because you're your own business.
Yeah. And if they assess a penalty against me, so what? The other one's so much bigger that it's...
Neil told me on the sewer bills we have $30,000 a month we get. And this is the month where you start turning off the water. They've been getting $5,000. Because people ain't paying. They know you're not going to terminate them.
People are not working. They can't play earned income.
No, but furthermore, he said this is our big month because they usually pay up with their income tax.
Yeah.
They haven't done that either. So they're getting $5,000 a month in lieu of $30,000.
And the other thing is real estate. People may leave their real estate go.
They can let it go a year safely.
3 years till they get,
Right up to 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's affecting us a little bit now, but it's going to affect us too this year. I don't care how you look at it. We're going to pay for it.
So I guess the question is, do you want to take the hit now and spend all your money? Or do approximately... $2,700 a month. That's the question we got to ask ourselves. At this point, a lot has changed since the last time we discussed this.
Yeah.
5 years. The last time we discussed it, we already had a plan on what we were going to do.
But you got to remember, in 5 years, it's still not ours. We've got to buy it. Yeah.
For a dollar, usually it's a dollar buy.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
No, they do dollar buyout leases for municipalities. Yes.
Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge next meeting about what we're going to do as far as paying.
No, is a payment due?
He didn't say. He says he's bringing a loader.
Okay, so there'll be an invoice next meeting. You can decide what you want to do then.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I'll get a hold of him and have him work a lease up as far as how that'll work for us. And I'll just tell them we're going to decide in our next meeting if we're going to pay it or we're going to do a lease.
That's good. Okay, there's nothing else.
One other thing.
One other.
Well, these are all important things. Okay, we've been laid off. We worked, three of us worked last week, three guys are working this week. Next week, okay, what are we going to do? Do we have a target date to bring everybody back to work? You know, yeah, that question's been asked, and I'm.
We had it set up, and we made a motion last week that you and Danny Simp or Brian that have come out necessary, if it's necessary. Mm-hmm. Okay. But don't get me wrong, we had to have the sweeper truck with you. It was ordered and for this date. But other than that, what project do you
have? I mean, if the sun would shine, there's a lot of work we could do that didn't cost money. You know,
but it still costs the money.
Well, it costs wages.
Yeah.
You know, it does. It costs wages. I mean, I have all the roads that need bermed. You know, there are several roads that need bermed. I mean, the material sitting back there on the ground paid for it to fix the alleys.
The alleys are not a must.
No, they're not a must. But you know what comes with it after you don't do them. You get the phone calls. And
I know you did some of them already.
We fixed up a couple, yeah. So, no, I just want to know if we had a target date when we're going to come back to work. That's all.
I'd say we wait to the end of the month to see what's going to happen.
When's our next meeting?
May 11th.
May 11th. We'll wait till May 11th then. I'll tell you what, don't get me wrong. I think they're actually, on this lifting that band on it, I think they're actually going to do it too early. As far as opening up all these businesses and everything else, some areas can handle, but some areas can't.
And I'm not smart enough to know which is which.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I like I said, I was thinking at least till May 4th. That's a Monday. That's where I was thinking, you know, we should be looking at right now. But so.
We're supposed to lift the band on the 8th.
On the 8th
is the date, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's for construction workers, right?
I don't know. It was just a band.
I thought I heard
it. They changed it.
No, you're construction.
I don't know if it's for everybody or.
They change it so much every day, you don't know who's.
Yeah.
Working and work.
We were allowed to work anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, you know, if we want to hold off, I mean, I'm good with that. I just.
But once the other construction workers are working, why wouldn't you be?
Because that's going to change. Once they start putting people back to work, that's going to change your income back again.
Definitely, because so. You're going to be paying their income.
All right, then we'll wait till...
If there's anything major comes up between then and there, I mean that...
The only hard part is for me to, if there's something happens and we got to come out and do something, I got to call guys out, it screws their employment up.
I know, that's why I wouldn't do it. Unless you absolutely have to come out. I mean, the sweeper truck, Dan and them are on it now this week, and I mean...
They'll take it back on Friday or by Friday, or somebody will have to come out Monday and take it back, one of the two.
We'll take it back Friday while you have guys out.
Yeah. I think Kurt said he's a driver.
Yeah, if you want to send one guy, we'll send a policeman down.
Well, there's going to be three guys here, so, on Friday. We'll work all week.
What broke today, so...
What broke on it?
Motor that lifts a pipe up and down. We have no hydraulics to lift the pipe. I don't know. We're messing with it, but I think the motor's bad. We got power there and everything, but it ain't going up and down. We did the last one without it, but it's pretty tough.
Oh, it's hard. That's a heavy pipe.
If we could put a chain on it maybe and use a loader, but...
He just ended up breaking something. I'll call him in the morning at 7 o'clock.
See what he says, anyhow.
Oh, he'll send a guy out.
Oh.
If you'd have called me this afternoon, I'd have got him. He'd have been up here tomorrow morning. He'd have been here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're good about that. They send
it's just our last catch basin, it quit going up and down. And we messed a little bit. We got back here. There was a fuse that was burned off. And we... fixed that and it didn't make a difference.
It was that 7.5 amp fuse that was in there?
No, it was in the back, right by the motor.
Right by the motor? Because
mm-hmm.
I was wondering that fuse was out of that, and I was wondering why that fuse was out.
I didn't check that one.
Okay. I'll call him first thing tomorrow morning. And he'll send somebody up with the motor.
Yeah.
It. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
You got a motion and second. All those in favor, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm gonna move ahead with that construction.
It's funny that